I saw Fantastic Four today. 10 o'clock. We saw the 10:25 showing of Mr. Brooks last night, right?
Yep.
And there I was at 10 a.m. waiting for the fucking Silver Surfer.
Yeah, and I didn't go. Let's clarify that.
No, you lucky son of a bitch, because it's an atrocity.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
No, I'm not.
You hated it.
No, it's not a good movie.
No, how did you feel about the first one?
Inoffensive? I liked the Fantastic Four comic quite a bit. I mean, it was one of the ones that I really dug growing up, and it was my dream that they would do like a 60s style. What the fuck?
Go run.
I was hoping they would do like a 60s style superhero movie with the Fantastic Four, and they did it. And but for what it was fine. I mean, we everything about it should have been bad, but it turned out okay. So I had higher hopes for this. I didn't have like any hype for it.
No, you're just kind of hoping it'd entertain you.
Right.
Like the first one.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I thought Chris Evans was really good in the first one, and I thought Michael Chiklis was good, and there was some stuff that was neat. I mean, it's not, you don't need a lot from a Fantastic Four movie. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the second one, while I love the Silver Surfer, like, you know, the idea of it, you know, and the look of it.
True.
But I didn't think how it would work on film, because it's such a character that's dated. You know, I mean, like, you wouldn't see somebody come up with a Silver Surfer character. Well, you might now, but you wouldn't have seen it happen in the 80s or whatever. It's such a cheesy concept for a guy. And, you know, they pull it off. I like him. I like him in this movie, but everything else is just horrible.
Well, you said you like Chris Evans in this movie, too.
Chris Evans, he's just charismatic. I mean, he, you know, he reminds me of Tom Cruise quite a bit, like a young Tom, like when Tom Cruise was younger, where he was, you know, he had everything going for him. You know, he had all the charisma, and he had all the, you know, everything was right. And he seems to dig it. But the weird thing about this movie is it's so rushed, and it's so poorly thought out that you can't get attached to anything, and it's vaporware. And I think that the two reviews that were on Chud are both spot on, in the fact of how the movie is just so transparent. It's just a vessel to deliver mindless entertainment. But there's something about it that's kind of, I think it's almost like a harmful, and like I think it sets a very bad precedent.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't hate Spider-Man 3 like a lot of people did, but it's a masterpiece compared to this.
That's too bad. I wasn't looking forward to this movie, but I was kind of hoping it'd be sort of entertaining, I guess.
Yeah, I tell you what though, I love the Silver Surfer effect.
Yeah.
When he's CGI, granted it's just liquid metal, mm-hmm. but I like the look of, I like his look. I like he looks like the Silver Surfer. He looks perfect. He doesn't look like any actor. He doesn't look too nondescript. He's got a really cool look. And then when, I'm not spoiling anything by saying, he gets separated from his board at one point, and you basically get to see him where it's an actual costume. And I assume that's just Doug Jones in a rubber suit. And it's really convincing, and it's really cool. And it reminds you that sometimes simplicity, you know, is better than the fanciest, you know, concept art or whatever. But, oh my God, Jessica Alba's very bad. Her friggin' contact lenses are distracting as all shit. And I don't know. I came out of the theater just desperately yearning for Tobin Bell.
they put some pretty good trailers together for this movie, though.
Think
they
so?
They kind of know how to sell it. Yeah, I thought the trailers were entertaining.
You mean like the ones the actors changed in?
No, but they had a couple that were, they had like a kind of more serious trailer that I kind of liked. They kind of painted the Silver Surfer obviously to be a bad guy as the threat, but
Well, I mean, you know, for a good portion of the film, he is.
Yeah.
And they don't even mention, the guy fucking destroys. I mean, like, there is so much damage in the first, like, 15 minutes of the film, there is so much damage to Earth. Pretty much irreparable damage. And it's glossed over completely, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And, of course, you have Galactus coming to eat the world, and that's obviously a big deal, but the way that they use Dr. Doom is really, really bad.
Well, they used him kind of poorly in the first one.
Yeah, but he's really bad in this.
Did that? Because you have a love for that guy.
I love Julian McMahon. I don't think he's right for the part, but he looks good. But, yeah, his voice isn't right for it.
Yeah.
And Dr. Doom's such a great character in the comics. He's such a, like, a perfect, like, old school villain that it's a shame that they just didn't stick to the old school guns and have fun with it, like the Unstable Molecules miniseries or the you know, the great stuff that even in the 80s there are some great Fantastic Four.
Who's writing these movies?
I don't. It's a group of people. Yeah. There's a couple of familiar names. I don't remember what they are, and I'm not looking at IMDb to find out. But Tim Story is a vacuum of directorial.
What did
savvy.
He do before the Fantastic Four?
I think
Four
he
movies.
did a he was like a black one of those big black films. I don't remember which one it was.
Well,
was it Barbershop?
He did Taxi with Jimmy Fallon and Queen Latifah.
Fuck him.
But what do you do before that?
No, there was one where it was like a big hit. I don't remember which one it is, and it's not because I'm a racist. It's just because I'm a Klansman.
Maybe it is Barbershop.
No, I don't know. But the thing is, he pulled it off fine with the first film. It was like, okay, it's a meager success. I'm not offended. Just don't fuck it up. And he did.
Well, I mean, obviously he can't do much if the script isn't there. I mean, he's just obviously hired to shoot it.
He was hired to shoot the first one, but if you sign up for the second one, you expect a little bit more pull. And although he's not like Bryan Singer, where, you know, he's bigger than the project as to a lot of people. I don't think anybody even knows who Tim Story is, you know, in terms of the general public. But it is a kid's movie, and it's kind of hard to really make a big deal about it because it's obviously a kid's movie. Mm. Although they say crap and ass and all that so many times, it's like they're trying to compensate for the rating.
Oh, they said ass, huh?
And the Stan Lee cameo is the worst I've ever seen. And I hate him already.
I heard rumors about this movie.
What'd you hear?
Storyboard.
Really?
During production.
Was the rumors, was that a tie into the Mr. Brooks discussion? Because Demi Moore's daughter? Rumor?
You know what I just thought of about the Costner connection here? Demi Moore was in his latest film and his last movie where he played the Coast Guard, Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
So they must like working, that family, that couple must like working with Costner. Has Bruce Willis ever worked with Kevin Costner?
I don't think so. They should, though. That'd be a good thing to see.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the Costner thing, I'm obviously an apologist, but he doesn't make a lot of bad movies, despite what people think. He doesn't make a lot of movies, period.
No, he's getting... I wish he... Isn't he going to do another Western?
I think he is, yeah. I think he's going to do another baseball movie, too, which would be...
He shouldn't do
another. Would be swell.
He shouldn't do another one.
I think he should.
What's he going to play?
He's 2.5 for 3 so far.
What? For Love of the Game is not a good movie. Although it kind of brought a tear to my eye when I was watching it the other day on cable.
Well, aren't you a hypocrite?
I know, but...
No, the baseball parts of that movie are impeccable.
They're very good.
The relationship stuff is bad.
It's the worst.
That's why I said 2.5.
The big problem is they got Kelly Preston.
Well, I like to look at her, but
she's
you're right.
She's pretty, but man.
Is Jenna Malone the girl in that?
Yeah.
What happened to her?
She's still...
Didn't
still
she take in the shower in American Beauty? Or no, in Life is a House?
I can't remember.
That was the last time I saw her. She's growing up okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's cute, but she's also got, like, kind of a singing career, I believe.
She's not growing up like the girl from Waterworld, Tina Majorino.
Mm-mm, she's a Napoleon Dynamite. And she's in Big Love, which you have sitting on your shelf.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, though.
Yeah, well, guess get ready. You don't like her, and you don't like...
Gene Triplehorn?
Gene Triplehorn, they're both in that.
Wait, the mother-daughter combo from Waterworld have been reunited, and I don't know? Wait, this is fucking big news.
Yes, they're in that show together, but they're not mother-daughter in that.
But are they
the mother daughter's friend?
But they're still the same characters from Waterworld.
Yes.
That would be a fucking HBO show.
Instead of, the only difference here is that Bill Paxton drinks his own urine and Big Love.
I need to see the show.
You do.
So, a thumbs down for Fantastic Four, if I believed in the thumbs up and thumbs down theory.
And thumbprint for Mr. Brooks.
Very good.
Nice, eh?
Bravo.